From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Russian officials say Crimeans have voted overwhelmingly to break away from Ukraine and join Russia. NPR's Gregory Warner reports they're overjoyed at the prospect of once again becoming part of Russia.
A very joyous crowd here gathered at Lenin Square in Simferopol, the capital of Crimea. People are waving Crimean flags, Soviet flags, Russian flags, and celebrating what seems to be an overwhelming victory for the Russia vote in this referendum. Of course, people who were pro-Ukrainian had organized a boycott of the referendum to try to inflate the numbers and show this referendum to be illegitimate. The government in Kiev does not recognize this referendum. They've called it a circus directed at gunpoint. The question now is, what will the Ukrainian government do? How militaristic will be their response? And what will Russia do? Will it annex the Crimean Peninsula and thus bring economic sanctions on itself? Gregory Warner, NPR News, Simferopol.
The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of refugees from Central African Republic are arriving in Cameroon, many of them sick and dying and having experienced unspeakable violence. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports many of the refugees have been on the road for up to 7 weeks without food or clean water.
The refugees recount stories about the atrocities being committed by Christian anti-Balaka militiamen targeting Muslims in revenge attacks in Central African Republic. UN refugee spokeswoman Fatoumata Lejeune Kaba says many arrive in Cameroon deeply traumatized by the horrors they have experienced. Lejeune Kaba says about 80% of the newest arrivals suffer from malaria, diarrhea, and respiratory infections, and more than 20% of the children are malnourished. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The 8 people who were killed in last week's explosion that leveled 2 New York City apartment buildings were remembered today. Speaking at Bethel Gospel Assembly, Santos Mercado, the assistant pastor at the Spanish Christian Church, which was destroyed in the blast, said he's grateful another church opened its doors for them.
I feel wonderful because these people, you know, open the doors and they offer all kind of help that we need. And they're there for us.
Emergency workers have gained access to the basements of the apartment buildings. They're focusing on gas pipes and meters in an effort to determine what caused the blast. The search is continuing for the Malaysian jetliner that went missing over a week ago. Authorities say they're taking a closer look at a flight simulator one of the pilots had in his home. 239 passengers and crew were on board the plane, which was headed to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur. This is NPR. Honda will recall nearly 900,000 Odyssey minivans. That's according to a notice from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The company says model years 2005 to 2010 built in Alabama have a fuel pump part that can crack, cause a fuel leak, and pose a fire risk. In a filing with the agency, Honda says it has no reports of fires or injuries related to the issue. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels are airborne again. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the elite aviation team returned to action this weekend after being grounded for much of the last year because of spending cuts.
Thousands of Southern Californians watched the Blue Angels put on their first performance in almost a year Saturday. Many posting YouTube videos like this of the blue and gold jets crisscrossing, rolling, and diving. The Navy's best precision pilots usually do about 36 performances every year. Last year, they did 2, citing government cutbacks that brought about, quote, budget realities. Navy officials say the program costs about $40 million annually. This year, they're not expecting any cutbacks for their aerial acrobatics. The team is scheduled to appear at more than 30 air shows for the rest of the calendar year. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A piece of sports history dating back to the 1867 meeting that marked the beginning of institutionalized racial segregation in baseball is up for sale. A Maine auction company on Wednesday will offer a ticket to the National Association of Baseball Players convention in Philadelphia, where the Rules Committee voted to ban teams with black players. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support.